Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Following a spate of violence, Hochul sent 750 National Guard troops to New York City subways. It's Thursday, March 7th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies in New York City, with a high near 52 and a low near 39. Get ready to open your backpack or bag to National Guard troops or state law enforcement when you ride New York City subway. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is deploying 750 members of the Guard and 250 state and MTA police officers to subway stations to inspect passengers' bags following a spate of violent incidents across the system. The random checks will fall well short of the body scans and pat-downs of airport-level security. Strap hangers are already familiar with how this will work. Cops at tables performing random bag checks have appeared at subway turnstiles from time to time in the 22 years since the September 11th terror attacks. Transit officials said the state support would simply allow for more such spot checks throughout the system, and that the National Guard, MTA police, or other state law enforcement won't be patrolling the trains. The additional law enforcement power is one of a slate of state actions Hochul hopes will reduce crime underground, a 5-point plan to rid our subways of violent offenders and protect all commuters and transit workers, as she put it. Besides the bag checks, the five initiatives include a $20 million plan to beef up the number of clinical teams responding to people in mental distress on subways from 2 to 10 system-wide. Another of Hochul's five initiatives is her support for the MTA's plan to install surveillance cameras inside conductor and train operator cabs. That initiative is a direct response to the slashing of MTA conductor Alton Scott, who narrowly survived a random assault last week when he stuck his head out of his cab as his train stopped at a Brooklyn subway station. MTA officials have stated that the station had multiple working surveillance cameras, but none were pointed at the conductor's mid-platform position when Scott's late-night A-train pulled into the Rockaway Avenue station in Bedford-Stuyvesant. Transit brass declined to comment Wednesday on how many other stations might need upgrades to their camera coverage, citing security concerns. Transport Workers Union Local 100 has long opposed putting cameras in conductor and operator cabs, citing privacy concerns. The MTA said last week it will install the cameras anyway. A Local 100 spokesman said Wednesday that the union will support the installation so long as the cameras are solely for safety purposes and are not used to support disciplinary cases against union members. Hochul's fourth initiative is proposed legislation to ban anyone convicted of an assault on transit from the system for 3 years. Currently, the law allows a ban only on those who are convicted of assaulting a transit worker. Her fifth initiative is improved coordination between MTA officials and district attorneys and police. That initiative will include regular meetings to discuss subway crime, the first of which is scheduled for next week. As part of that fifth initiative, Hochul said the MTA will hire a new criminal justice advocate to assist the victims of crime in the system and develop a system to flag recidivist offenders to district attorneys. NYPD brass and MTA leaders blame the uptick in crime on repeat offenders. The NYPD is fighting a 15.5% jump in felony assaults at city subway stops and trains. Police have counted 97 such assaults in the subway system this year as of Sunday, 13 more than in the same period of 2023. Misdemeanor assaults, slaps, punches, and other relatively minor attacks are down 3.9% for the year, with 249 misdemeanor assaults as of Sunday, 10 fewer than the 259 that had occurred by this time last year. NYPD brass has said grand larcenies, property theft, and pickpocketing are the main thing pushing crime rates up in the subway system. Those crimes are up 17.8% from 163 reported incidents last year to 192 this year. There have been 3 homicides on the transit system so far this year, up from 1 this time last year. The most recent was 2 weeks ago, when a man was fatally shot 2 weeks ago while on board a southbound B train in the Bronx. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com. and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.